highlights our transition into a diversified, future-ready organization. Our focus remains on profitable growth, selective bidding, and strong project execution. This disciplined approach has enabled SPML to sustain healthy margins and strengthen our project mix, building a foundation of long-term growth. The company is mainly focusing on the water, power, and BESS sector, which has significant potential to grow in the years to come. A pipeline of over 17 lakh crore is fully centrally or state-funded water infrastructure project has been identified across major schemes such as Jal Jeevan Mission, Amrut 2.0, Namami Gange, River Linking Program, and others, covering water supplies, sanitation, and reuse. India's BESS market is projected to reach 236 gigawatt by 2031-32, which makes the USD investment of $57 billion, driven by renewable energy mandates, including a minimum 10% storage requirement in new renewable project. The 500 gigawatt RE target by 2030, grid stability needs and energy storage obligation, representing a market potential of more than 5 lakh crore. Since the government has also begun focusing on BESS in thermal power, the opportunity will significantly multiply. The government is also focusing on the building smart power infrastructure across India, supported by major investment plan. We are expecting approximately 25,000 crore of tenders in the current financial year from the aforesaid opportunity, including over 5,000 crore of BESS tenders, which will be a key target area for the company. From a business standpoint, H1 financial year 26 has been marked by robust order momentum, with SPML Infra secured a new project individually and through a JV in the water infrastructure segment, totaling over rupees 3,772 crore across Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, and Tamil Nadu. At present, the company is in L1 position in tenders worth around 1,125 crore, which are expected to be awarded in the current financial year. Further, the company has an existing order book of around 1,600 crore, which we plan to execute swiftly. The L1 tenders and the available opportunity in the water sector and BESS sector will help us to achieve our targeted business volume of 5,000 crore in the current financial fiscal. The growing business opportunity across all three sectors will also help the company exceed its level in the coming financial year. These wins underscore our technical expertise, execution excellence, and proven ability to deliver large and complex infrastructure development projects. All the aforesaid projects are fully funded and meet our critical criteria of strategic business planning. Our overall order book and the future prospect provides clear visibility on revenue and earning growth in the current and coming years. We continue to prioritize projects with assured funding, prudent contract structures, efficient execution, timeliness, and higher margin. SPML today stands a stronger financial footing, reflecting continued progress in the strengthening its balance sheet and access to capital. Our sanction bank facility have been enhanced from rupees 205 crore to 505 crore by a leading public sector bank, sourcing lenders' confidence in the company's financial stability and governance. The expanded facility provides greater flexibility to participate in a larger project and manage working capital more efficiently. Further, the company has received approval of a surety bond from a leading insurance company, providing additional bidding flexibility. The company has also been recognized as a stable firm by ICRA for its entire financial and banking facility. The company does not have any pressure on the operational cash flow, since the remaining debt of 400 crore, including interest owed to NARCL, is expected to be paid through arbitration award of 647 crore, including interest up to October 2025, ensuring a clear path towards the leaner and more resilient balance sheet. SPML Power EPC expertise has been built through years of executing large capacity substation and rural electrification project. Diversification into battery energy storage system is a natural extension of these capabilities. positioning the company to leverage its technical strength and capture new growth opportunities in the clean energy space. The 2.5 gigawatt phase one facility at Pune MIDC is progressing on schedule and is targeted for commissioning by Q1 financial year 27, with phase two to follow by financial year 28. Mr. Samir Patel, our Chief of Technology and Operation for BESS, is also with us to explain the opportunity in the BESS sectors and our progress in manufacturing and business activity in this segment. The construction of the BESS plant at Supa Pune is at advanced stage, and once completed, it will be a modern and efficient manufacturing facility for the BESS in India. With a solid order book, improved liquidity, and strategic alignment across both business vertical, SPML Infra is positioning for sustainable revenue and profitability growth through financial year 26 and coming years. Coming to our performance during the first half of the fiscal year, a period that is seasonally slower for infrastructure companies due to extended monsoon, state election, and tendering delays. Despite these challenges, we have delivered stable operation performance. On a standalone basis, revenue stood at 363 crore, EBITDA at 35 crore, and PAT at 27 crore for H1 financial year 26. The EBITDA and PAT margin improved to 9.8% and 7.6% respectively compared to the same period last year, remaining in line with the guidance margin range. Revenue from new projects, where margins are higher, will be reflected in Q3 and Q4, as substantial progress has already been made on approvals of design and drawing. Going forward, revenue contribution from these new orders is expected to increase significantly. Similarly, for Q2, revenue stood at 199 crore, marginally up by 2% year-on-year. EBITDA at 20 crore and PAT at 15 crore. The EBITDA and PAT margin were 10% and 7.7% respectively. As we move into the second half of financial year, SPML Infra is well placed to capitalize on the strong momentum built during H1. Thank you. We are now open for the question, if anybody has.
मेरी नहीं
छोड़ूं
बस कर दिमाग से तो
पर
हाँ पूरा सुपर यस
थैंक यू participants who wish to ask a question may use the React button to raise their hand.
Indira Gandhi is there?
We have the first question from Mr. Hardik Gandhi. Please go ahead, sir.
Upar. Hi, Mr. Gandhi.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Fine.
Congratulations on a stable set of numbers. Just wanted to know a few things on you. Where have we reached on our BESS manufacturing? How is the progress going? Are we on timeline? And are we seeing any major market changes in that sector? A lot of new players are entering into the space. So just wanted your thoughts around that in the first instance.
Samir, you want to
Yeah,
reply on
sure.
that?
Yeah, so operationally, we have already started the groundworks, and we are on track to set up the infrastructure by Q1 next year. So we are on track, and that means that we will be ready with our first product by end of Q1. So we are on track
Okay.
with that. As far as the market sentiments and dynamics are concerned from a technological perspective, it is still LFP cell concepts, and that is what is going to be driven for the entire India market. So China dominating the entire industry, LFP cells, especially 314 AH cells, is what is venturing into Indian segment, and this is more about 5.015 megawatt DC block systems is what we are anticipating to launch, and this is what the clients and customers are asking for.
Okay, but are we seeing any import challenges for the battery blocks from China?
No, we don't see
From
any import
government's view?
challenges because SPML concept or the way the business is modeled is to make in India. So
Correct.
from an import perspective, the only commodities which we need to import, as I said previously, are the critical commodities like the cell and the PCS, right? The rest of the commodities we are planning to localize within Pune.
Understood. And from the samplings, see, since you'll be starting manufacturing in Q1, the sampling and everything will be completed by the end of Q1 or
It's same
once
time frames
in
actually.
Q2?
So our first FAT planning is scheduled for January next year, and SAT for the site itself at Supa is planned for April next year. So within that 3 months time frame, we are going to do an end-to-end testing and validations, for the entire product and the assembly line.
Okay, and is there any audit period required from the customer side? Do they have a audit done, or they just check the product and they give a order? How does that process work?
From an auditing perspective, it purely depends from customers to customer. Like for example, if it's public listed clients like NTPC or Power Grid, etc. So they have their own protocols, but the major protocol is to make sure that the products are certified and you have the right documentations to prove that the entire BESS has met those obligations, including their regulatory obligations. So those certifications will be part of the tendering process, and once the product is ready, it is SPML's duty to make sure that it meets those certifications in timely manner.
And like for the PSS part, are we only going to assemble and do the EPC ourselves, or are we going to assemble and provide for other EPC players as well? So,
No,
and sometimes we may not have the order.
SPML's entire model is to do an end-to-end turnkey integration. So we will be one-stop solution provider for the clients. That means we start from designing and developing of the containers, and then we take that into manufacturing, and then we take that to the site to commission and install. And after that, we do the operational and maintenance as well. So we take care of the entire project within SPML.
Understood. And just to have more understanding, how what would be a good timeline for that? Like, if assuming that we got an order today, so how much time does it take for you to manufacture, design, install, and then like the end-to-end thing for a 100 megawatt hour? Let's just say, usually the tenders are right in the multiples of 50 or 100, right?
So if
So
you're talking about large scale projects, 100 megawatt is a large scale product. So that depends with how the solar or the other renewable energy projects are getting maturity. But from a manufacturing standpoint, once we get an order within, let's say, post April, we have a manufacturing capacity of 2 containers per day. So for 100 megawatts, I'm taking the bet of roughly 2 months. Within 2 months, we'll be ready to start delivering those products to the site, actually. Commissioning itself will take 45 to 60 days. So you're talking about 3 to 4 months from order placement to commissioning. So that's the required
understood.
time frames.
Understood. Thank you so much, Ravi. And coming on the water side, sir, what are we expecting
Here
on that
I
side?
want to add here I want to add one more, Samir. Basically, earlier it was the BESS is only for the renewable energy, but now very recently the tender has started for the thermal power also. So that's a great move changer, and you will see the volume and requirement of BESS will increase to the manifold. So it's a very move of the government, and that will happen, but it has happened now, and the tenders are coming into that line also.
Okay. So and so on the again on the water side, so first thing I saw that there was a preferential allotment to the NARCL. So can you help us understand what happened on that front? NARCL, we got a notification for preferential allotment and
No, as per our understanding with NARCL, we have to pay roughly around, we have to keep their holding roughly around 12.5% on the expended capital. We have certain warrant which are going to be converted. We have the due date up to March, but we would like to convert it early. So we that after that conversion, we have to maintain the NARCL to 12.5%. So we are issuing to the NARCL additional share for keeping their percentage to 12.5%.
Understood. And how much will we be putting in the warrants? Sorry, I forgot the number. The early warrants which we'll be putting
Warrant has already been issued. Warrant has already been issued.
in.
From here onward up to March, we are expecting roughly around 150 crore that is going to come. And it is as per the plan. And you will find that every month it will start coming to bring the build the further liquidity into the company.
Okay. And on the water side, what kind of growth are we expecting this year? Because I know H1, we had a long period of rains and elections are going on. So just wanted some color on that. And along with that, if you along with the growth, since our old projects are lower margin projects and the new ones are comparatively higher, so can we expect the higher margin projects some EBITDA uptick from here on, or what are we looking on that front?
No, in the water and power substation, these are the two other than the base we are focusing to that.
Yes.
Both the sectors is a huge business opportunity. Now, first time in the power substation, volume of tendering is much more compared to the water, but there are various water tenders are supposed to be come in Madhya Pradesh, in the Maharashtra, in
Odisha.
Karnataka, in Odisha. And that will keep on flowing into that. So there will be a sizable water order, there will be sizable substation power order that is going to come. Normally, when this order comes, roughly around 3 to 5, 6 months is required for because it's a EPC and design drawing contract. So roughly around 3 to 6 months is required to complete all the approvals of the design drawing, which has been passed. Like if you see our Konar project in the Q3, you will find the turnover of Konar. You will find the turnover of Kekri into the Q3. You will find a massive turnover, some turnover of the Indore also. And that's the way you will find the new order turnover into the Q3 and Q4. And they will keep on dominating the total turnover. In the total turnover, the new order turnover will be much more compared to the older order.
So just on the again on the revenue side, what are we expecting? What kind of growth are we expecting for this year at least?
Like old project will continue. Like you have seen the first Q1 and Q2, Q3 will also be remain for the old project on the same level. The new project will further start giving their revenue. Every project require roughly around, you can take the target of 3 years, and every quarter roughly you can take divided by 12, one around 8 to 9%. That is the turnover of the new project will keep on coming and adding, barring few commissioning and piping supply, etc. So more or less benchmark figure you can take total project cost divided by 12 is the every quarter turnover into the new water project.
So are we expecting like 850, 900 crore top line this year? Maybe more in the
So
H2?
by that calculation, it should happen more than that.
And what are we expecting our closing order book to be? Like right now we have substantial orders, but since I think so after Q1 we've not gotten any big orders as such. So what are we expecting our closing order book to be for this year at least?
As
Target
I told, the
internal.
new order we have taken 3772, and roughly around 1200, 1125 crore we are in the L1, which we are expecting into this financial year, maybe in the Q3 also. And there is a sizable order, roughly around 25,000 crore order, which are going to be tendered into that year, including 5,000 crore of BESS. So we should take some share from that also. So our target of 5,000 crore order book, our new order book into this year and next year, more than that is continuing.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you, Hardik. Participants who wish to ask a question may please raise their hand using the React button. We have the next question from Mr. Darshil Jhaveri. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi,
Yeah,
Lisa.
hi, I'm audible.
Yeah.
Hi, you are audible.
Yeah, hi. Firstly, congratulations on a good set of results, sir. So just wanted to ask the way previous participant was asking. So in H2, what is the execution that we are targeting right now, sir?
H2, we again, old order will continue, which we'll keep on executing. We are expecting a sizable turnover from the three projects which we have already taken. Konark, Rajasthan, 385 crore, Jharkhand, 600 and something, 650 crore, and Indore, 1036 crore. So we are expecting the turnover of these three orders in the Q3, and maybe in the Q4. There are a few more orders which we have taken. So Q3 and Q4, you will get a reasonable order, is reasonable execution from the new order.
Okay, that's fair enough, sir. And sir, so just wanted to know, like, the margin trajectory. Like, H2 is usually when you're saying more orders will be executed, so the margins will be better, right? So any kind of guidance in terms of overall margins, like in terms of EBITDA or PAT percentage that we want to do, sir?
As we have told that the new orders where we are having the margin more than 10%, and the old orders are having the margin at a low margin, so there will be a mix of these two. All the three orders which we have taken, where execution will happen into the Q3 and Q4, all where the margins are more than 10%.
Oh, okay, their margins are more than 10%. Okay, that helps a lot, sir. And sir, with regards to once Q1 next year, our BESS and everything starts, so what is our targeted revenue for FY 2027, sir?
I have given you the guidance. Basically, every year our target is on the water side, 5,000 crore order, which will be executed into the 3.5 years. So that this year orders we will continue to execute in the next whole year. And the next whole year order, again, the 3 to 6 months is required for the design drawing approval. So when we will keep on getting the order, because we are very selective in taking the order, because that criteria we have made it out that if it is a fully funded project, it is a project which is our desire and support we have with our supplier and customer, which is a profit more than 10%, where the contract clause is having the pass through, and the state is having where we can easily and comfortably execute the project. So those are the criteria we will select, and based on the keep on getting the order and approval of the design and drawing, the execution will keep on happening. We don't have any issue on the execution because we have a strong team. We don't have any issue in taking the new order because of the BG limit, what we have, and surety bond further what we have. We don't have any working capital shortage because enough liquidity is there. So if all the four factors and the sector where we are having a huge potential to grow, all the three sector, water, power, substation, and BESS. So all these things we should get, and the reasonable order what we are targeting, 5,000 crore this year and more than 5,000 crore into the subsequent year, and the execution will keep on happening.
No, I get that, sir. In terms of water side, I wanted to understand in terms of BESS, like, when we start our plant, so like how would it work? Like, after we start our plant, only then will we be able to, bid for orders, or what will be the timeline? Like, if we start, on
No,
example, first itself, when can we see the
one thing is very clear that we are not waiting for the, because BESS as a EPC we can execute when we will have our own battery pack manufacturing, then it will add value into our EPC. So that's the feature. So any order, we are participating into the BESS order, and we will participate into the BESS order. There is a 5,000 crore order which is coming into this financial year. We are participating into that. So we will get the order, then till we will have our battery pack unit ready, we will do the EPC, and later on we will do the EPC, but use our battery pack and our technology for making the container. Samir, if you want to add here.
Yeah, so that is true. So EPC will commence, as Manoj said. And as far as the battery packs are concerned, we have two options. The first option is once our assembly lines are ready and operational, then we'll start feeding that to the customer base. That's one thing. But the second thing is, like, if you think or if you see from a market geographics, our demographics, you'll see that the tendering process and when the customers need these products is kind of mid next year. So you're talking about June, July, August next year. So if you take that time frames, you'll see that SPML will be ready in March, April, right? So we are ahead by like 3 to 4 months before even when the customer starts commissioning their facilities.
Oh, okay, fair enough. And just one bookkeeping question from my end. So, what was the opening order book for the year, sir?
This year we were having the 2,000 crore of order book, April. 600 crore we have already, 400 crore we have already executed. So roughly around 1,600 crore of our old order book we have. Roughly 3,772 crore order we have taken. 1,125 crore we are in L1, and we have the 25,000 crore order where we will bid, and we are targeting to close our new order book to this financial year of roughly around 5,000.
Okay, fair enough. So that's it from my side. So thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
और
दिव्यांशी
दिवंशी को बोलिए कुछ नहीं।
नहीं, तो ये तो है ना, ये लोग तो देख रहे हैं।
दिव्यांशी
दिव्यांशी योर वॉइस यू कुडंट
या
हियर
होप आई एम ऑडिबल नाउ।
या
थैंक यू दर्शिल। पार्टिसिपेंट्स हु विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन मे प्लीज रेज द हैंड।
हार्दिक कैसे हैं?
ओपन सुना है? ये नहीं खुला है तो म्यूट है।
यस सनाया यू कैन आस्क द क्वेश्चन इफ यू वांट। सन्या
हेलो
हाय सुनाया।
हाय कंग्रेचुलेशंस ऑन अ गुड सेट ऑफ नंबर्स।
थैंक यू।
I just wanted to ask you, can you provide like an update on the awarded or pending arbitration claims? What inflow seems likely over the next 3 to 4 years, or how do you plan to deploy these?
I told in the last presentation also, and it is reflected in our investor presentation. At the moment, we have roughly around 645 crore or arbitration award, which is having the interest up to October. This interest will keep on increasing every month, and the award value will keep on increasing. So we are expecting this award, 645 crore award, in next 2 to 4 to 5 years to be get. And out of this award, roughly around 400 crore we have to pay to the NARCL. Whenever we will receive the award, it will be inclusive of up to that day interest. Rest over whatever extra from the NARCL award, which we will get into the liquidity into the company. Over and above, we have roughly around 4,600 crore of claim, which we are fighting and which will convert into award and then this cash. If we see the historical of SPML, roughly around 41% of the claim value converted into award. So we have the visibility of further 1,500 crore of award, which are going to become in next 2 years. and that will convert further into the cash, and that will be the generate the further liquidity into the company. Is it okay, Sanay? Sanaya, is it
Yes,
okay?
that is helpful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Participants who wish to ask a question may please raise their hand using the React button.
Hello, sir. Sorry. Just two questions I forgot to ask. So for the arbitration, ऐसा हो सकता है कि वी से दैट वी आर गोइंग टू गेट बट द गवर्नमेंट जस्ट डजंट एंड अप गिविंग एंड वी कीप ऑन फाइटिंग इन द कोर्ट एंड नो इज देयर अ स्पेसिफिक टाइमलाइन फॉर दिस टू एंड.
There is an arbitration, there is a timeline framed by the arbitration law that if you file the arbitration, normally it has to be settled with, they have given the 34 one timeline, 37 timeline, and every court one timeline. So from the claim to the arbitration award, normally it is 2 to 3 years. From arbitration award to the money, normally it should be 4 to 5 years because there are various forums where the arbitration that can be challenged by the customer. But one very interesting thing has started by all the court. Like if we win the arbitration award, and if the other party wants to challenge that arbitration award into the court, they have to deposit 75% into the court amount. One more interesting thing has done by the Government of India by making a scheme called Vivad Se Vishwas. That is the scheme which they have made into the arbitration also, where they have given the guideline.
Sorry,
Hello?
sorry. Sorry.
Where they have given the
Let
guideline that how you can settle the arbitration award, because normally settlement has the, it's all the arbitration award to the government. And they need certain guideline and come for their compliance issue. So one, the court has taken a stand that if any arbitration award the customer wants to challenge, they have to deposit 75%. So it is a cash outflow to the customer. Second, the arbitration, the government has given a strategy that if anybody wants to settle, they can settle it to 65% because that is the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme. Now, every settlement has their own negotiation, but they can settle at 65% also. So now we are expecting, and which we are realizing also, a lot of settlement has started coming, like one or two arbitration award, which is at the court. The party is discussing with us for making the settlement into those arbitration award. If that happen, then the realization will be much faster. So there is a huge changes has come into the arbitration claim and award settlement. Lot of timeline has been decided by the Government of India. Lot of stringent rules and regulation they have made into that. So I hope the settlement will become much, much faster and the resolution will become much faster. But normally when the award win and when it is win by the one level of court or another level of court, the cancellation can normally happen when they find that any biasness is happened into the arbitration award. That's the way we are very, very selective in identifying the arbitrator. And we have not faced any this type of situation that once we get the award and then any reversal has happened.
Yeah, sir, understood. And just a small question. I don't know if this is relevant as such, but how is the promoter group finding money to put in warrants like for a quantum of 125 crore? Just
That's their
curious
family
to
office.
that.
That's their family office.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Thank you.
We have the next.
Question.
Thank you, Darshan. We have the next question from Mr. Suraj Shinde. I'll just read it from the chat box. At the start of Q2, you indicated a strong order book and L1 pipeline. So, how much of this has converted into firm orders, and how does the bid pipeline look like right now? And the second question is with respect to the order book mix. So, he's asking, with the mix of legacy and new projects, where do you see FY26 margins settling, and operating leverage can be unlocked as newer projects scale?
If you see the last or last time when we made the Q2, after that we have won 1438 crore order into Rajasthan. That has come. We won, there are two Rajasthan awards still pending, that is Pratapgarh, and that is a 700 crore is also still pending. We have received one more L1 into the Chennai. So all these award, because of the various election and various that thing, the award took slightly longer time. But I have normally seen once the L1 has come and the process has been fully fulfilled, then award will convert into the order. I don't remember any case where the award, once the L1, then the award has been not been awarded. So these three award of 1125 crores, which is there in the system, I'm expecting it may come into the Q3, or it may part may spill over into the Q4, but these award are going to come. Further, as I told you, the 25,000 crore order award, which the government has already processed and tendered, or is in the process of tendering, which includes the base award of 500 crore, the 5,000 crore. So that is where, and all those award which we have told, all these tenders are our targeted tenders. So there we will bid, and hopefully we should win roughly around 2,000, at least 2,000 crore on that. And once that win, then our target of 5,000 crore of this year will meet out, if we may cross more than that. And this growth momentum is continuing for the next year. As I told, 17 lakh crore is into the water, roughly around 5 lakh crore by 2030 into the BESS. And the power substation is largely coming. When we started the year, we were not thought of the power substation tenders, but there are a lot of tenders are coming into that. And we are expecting at least one order into the power substation also into this financial year. So a lot of opportunity is there, and our target is selective, and 5,000, it looks to me very closely achievable. On the margin, yes, we are very, very clear that unless there is a good margin and our criteria fulfilled, we are not going to take the order. And once we get the order, it's you can take average of 3 to 6 months. By that time, it will get completed. Average time, there are few orders which we can complete into the 2 years, few orders into 3.5 years. So average time you can take into the 3 years. And the order will be executed proportionately. Sometime it may be 1 month high, 1 month low, but you can take that every quarter, 1/12th of that order will keep on executing.
Thank you, sir. And he just asked a follow-up question as to what will be the revenue mix down the line, say, to next 2 to 3 years, as per both as far as both the segments go, water and BESS.
Our desire and internal target that we should have base and water and power turnover will be 50-50 by 2029 or by 2030. That's our target. At the moment, our water business is roughly around 90%. Historically, our water and power business was 75-25. At the moment, 90-10. And going forward, we have the desire and our target to reach the 50-50 level of base and water and power. Power includes the base.
टेक किया है इन इन.
नोट. थैंक यू सर. वी हैव द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम मिस्टर सत्यम अग्रवाल.
So what is
यू
the
मे
return?
प्लीज गो
Our
अहेड.
senior management?
Our senior
That's
management.
another question from Mr. M. M. Merchant.
where it is mentioned that the company will set up more plant in the future for BESS in Rajasthan and MP. Can you please share the detail on this? No, at the moment we are focusing first to have our super plant be ready. We have the second to see super plant to enhance the capacity to 5 gigawatt, and then maybe further from 5 gigawatt. That's our first plan. But parallelly, we keep the option ready. But at the moment, our focus is very clean that we will be focused to have the growth into the super only. That's long term, but not now. Recently, not. Once we have any such type of final plan, we will announce to the stock exchange and to all the investors.
Devanshi, your call is mute. Satyam,
Agarwal. Was that Satyam Agarwal? Hi,
you
Satyam.
can.
Hi, Manoj. Sir, my question was on the BESS front. So we just mentioned that we are firstly trying to do BESS EPC, and then we will assemble the BESS complete, and then we'll install also. So I just wanted to understand what is the per gigawatt revenue we can generate when we assemble a BESS plant along with EPC thing, and when we do just the EPC thing. And what is the margin in both this business on the EPC thing and on the assembly plus EPC thing?
Typically, Samir, correct me if I am wrong there. Typically, in the EPC, it depends upon the contract to contract and how we bid, because it's all the competitive bidding. And every contract we have to bid accordingly based on our strategy and planning. On the EPC front, normally we will not take any business less than 10%. That is our internal guideline, both into the water and power, and including the BESS. But once we have the component manufacturing, like assembly line ready, that should increase our revenue further by 4 to 5%. Margin should increase by 4 to 5%. But again, it depends upon the tender to tender and the bidding to bidding, because it is not a fixed market sale, it is a bidding process. And wherever we bid, but this should be our internal target, that once we have our component manufacturing of this battery pack manufacturing unit is ready, our margin should be between 14 to 15%. As an EPC, our margin should not be less than 10%.
And on the revenue front, how much revenue 1 gigawatt can generate on the EPC front and on the assembly plus EPC front?
It's both the same. Because the revenue is, you can say, ballpark. 1 gigawatt is the 1,000 crore. And if it is a 5 gigawatt, then we have the potential to be by 5,000 crore, but then the market keep on increasing on the price. If the price of the raw material, basically the component, will reduce, then the finished product will also react accordingly. But as a ballpark figure, you can see that if we are setting up a 2.5 gigawatt now, then the potential is 2,500 crore. And if it is a 5 gigawatt, which we are planning to expand, then it will be a 5,000 crore potential into the BESS volume.
Okay. And sir, I just wanted to know one more technical question. So let's say we are making let's say someone is making battery. So if I want to install a BESS thing into my plant, I will go to the battery manufacturing, the person who is making battery as well as the whole BESS thing, or I'll go just to the EPC player. Can you, I mean, tell me like why a person will come to only a EPC player and not a person who is making the battery itself from zero to the whole BESS thing?
Samir, you want to reply?
So, I'm just trying to understand your question. From the way I understand, it's like you have two options, right? So, one is you have an EPC player whose expertise is to install and commission the BESS. The other hand, you have these experts who manufacture the batteries and they assemble the batteries into battery strings and the container, right? So, you have these two guys. Now, you can have a combination of both or one after the other. Like, for example, if you talk about, for example, Adani projects. So Adani will kind of take care of the entire project, and SPML can be part of the EPC, and SPML can be part of the EPC plus the battery integrator as well. See, so it depends on the bidding process of what Adani wants SPML to do for them. That's one thing. The second thing is SPML can offer a turnkey solution, that's the EPC, and manufacture the BESS under SPML brand and deliver that as well to the client. So if you're asking from an investor's perspective, like, why a client would go to an EPC and not to the BESS, or why the BESS will go to the BESS and not to the EPC, the answer is clear. Like, it purely depends on what pricing you have bid for, and what is that benefit that client is getting from dividing these two into separate sort of projects. But in all theory, we are ambushed to have the capability from both perspectives. So whether a client wants an EPC sort of service, or they want a combination of full turnkey service, we are positioned to actually provide everything for whatever the market is asking for.
And so from where we are importing the batteries, we'll be having batteries from China or somewhere else.
You mean the cells?
Yeah, cells.
The
For
cells is purely coming
EVs.
from China or Indonesia, either of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what is the cost of a in the whole BESS, what is the cost of the cell?
The cell that is industry driven. So currently you're talking about $40 to $45 per kWh. That is industry standards.
Nee, I'm talking about the overall cost. So if the overall cost of a BESS is 100 rupees, then how much percentage is the cell component of it?
So cell contributes to about 28 to 30% of the entire BOM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Mr. Rajesh Naik. You may please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Thanks. I just wanted to know the Evolt's role in our BESS business. What exactly they are giving, providing us? That's it. Hello.
Sorry, please
Can
come
you
up again.
repeat?
Evolt's role in our whatever partnership we had done with Evolt.
Okay, so let me rephrase. So you're asking, like, what exactly we are doing with BVolt or Energy
Yeah.
Vault. Okay,
Yeah.
so Energy Vault is our strategic joint venture partner who has given us the licensing agreement under IP ownership to use their systems design under SPML trademark to sell for Indian markets and global as well. So essentially, all of the techs which they have developed in America, we have the license to use that tech for the Indian market.
So majorly technical know-how, that's what we are bringing here, or
So, yes, the technical know-how from a system level perspective. So whether it's the EMS, whether it's the electrical architecture for the entire BESS, or whether it's the thermal management and the safety related to the entire containers, all of that IP we have secured actually.
that's it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from Mr. Yash Modi. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Yash.
Sir, I think he's unable to raise his hand, but he has a question.
No, but you just mute your hand. Hi, yes, how are you?
Hi, good evening, sir. I couldn't unmute myself. I'm good, sir. I'm good. How are you, sir?
Fine, fine.
Sir, so wanted to ask a question regarding the EBITDA margins. So obviously, like you rightly said, that we've been doing older projects, so margins are lower. If I remove the other income, the margins have come down during this first half, second quarter especially. So when do we see this EBITDA margin rising, and how much of the old projects are yet to be executed, and how do we basically model the EBITDA margin going forward? Especially because the cost related to BESS might also come. So how do you see on especially on the standalone level and on consolidated level as
BESS is a part of the SPML infra itself, and all the expenses of the BESS till the commencement of the commercial production of our unit will be capitalized. It will not come to the profit and loss account, and then we will show a segmental profit where we will show the BESS profitability separately. On the order size, we have told that roughly around old order was 2,000 crores, 400 crore executed, 1,600 crore is there. Old orders, your margin is low. Any new orders from Konar, from Jharkhand, MP, Rajasthan, all Chennai, all orders are more than 10%. Normally, 3 to 6 months is required for completing all the design drawing. Luckily, by that time, the rain was there and we have completed all. So you will find a substantial growth and the new order contribution into the next quarter's revenue. And that all are high profitable. So your profit margin will keep on increasing from Q3 to Q4 and then the Q1 of the next year. And this 5,000 crore is this year, and again another 5,000 crore on the next year, or more than 5,000 crore of next year. That's the way our water revenue and power revenue will keep on growing. And BESS, yes, we will do the EPC if now we'll get, and future, whenever with the our manufacturing unit is there, we will use our component, that battery pack, into our EPC business of container. And that will improve further profitability. Otherwise, normally, typically, it is 10%, but that depends upon to tender to tender.
Got it, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, Yash. Participants, in case you have any further questions, you may please raise your hand using the React button. So we'll just wait for a moment. I believe there are no further questions. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Manoj Tikka for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for joining us today and your continuing interest in SPML Infra Limited. Financial year 26 marks an important phase in our journey as we strengthen our leadership in water and power infrastructure and advance our presence in clean energy through the BESS initiative. With a strong order book, improved liquidity, and a clear strategic roadmap, we remain confident of delivering sustainable growth and profitability in coming years. Our focus will continue to be on timely execution, prudent financial management, and disciplined project selection, all aimed at building long-term value for our stakeholder. We appreciate your time. On behalf of the entire SPML Infra team, I would like to thank all our investors, partners, and employees for their continued trust and support. Thank you, and we look forward to interacting with you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time out, and thank you to all the participants. We will now disconnect.